Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Cellar Notes. Hugh, in Spain, there's a big three. You've got Rioja, you've got Priorato, and Ribera del Duero.
Yep.
And Ribera del Duero produces exceptional red wine, and it includes some of the most expensive produced in Spain. But not all Ribera del Dueros are expensive.
You're correct. Ribera del Duero has been a prolific wine production region in Spain for over 2,000 years.
Wow.
Yeah, but was only established, this is interesting, was only established as a recognized appellation or DO, as the Spaniards use, in 1982. That seems, that just seems sort of arbitrary. Anyway, as its name suggests, the region follows along the course of the Duero River, which is known as the Douro in Portugal, also a big wine area. And it follows us for approximately 100 kilometers. It's known almost exclusively, as you mentioned, for red wines. The dominant varietal is Tinto Fino, a.k.a. Tempranillo. And although production of Cabernet, Merlot, Malbec, and Garnacha are also permitted in the region, the only authorized white grape is a grape called Albillo. So, like its somewhat more famous neighbor Rioja, Ribera del Duero wines are known for their richness and longevity. Probably the two most famous wines from the region are Tinto Pescara and Vega Sicilia. Those
That's
would be the
exactly
expensive
right.
ones you were talking about. So, I had an opportunity to try three wines from a producer called Bodega Finca Torremolinos,
Easy for you to say.
Yeah, which is actually the second oldest wine-producing estate in the region.
Oh, my.
Yeah, did not know that. The first I tried was surprisingly a white, the Penalba Lopez 2022 Vino Blanco. Because of the grapes used in this blend, it's labeled from Castilla y León as opposed to Ribera del Duero. And this is the larger, that's the larger area, which includes Ribera del Duero.
Right.
Containing 47% Chardonnay, 35% Abillo, and 17% Viura. The wine ferments in barrels for several months, but the wood is barely noticeable. Subtle aromas of stone fruit, flowers over lush, rounded mouthfeel with good acidity and a subtle little bitter note in the finish. This was an interesting wine, fairly priced at $22.99. Next was another interesting wine, the Penalba Lopez non-vintage Cava sparkling wine. This was the first wine to receive the Cava designation in Ribera del Duero. Most of the Cava that I've ever had before was in the Penedès region. So a blend of 90% Viura and 10% Chardonnay, the wine is firm and crisp, bone dry with citrus flavors and a pleasing toasty note in the finish. Hints of green apple and pear are supported by fine, persistent bubbles. And this is a good value at $17.99.
Oh, that does sound good. Yeah.
Yeah, it was. Last up was finally a quite delicious red. The 2023 Monte Castillo Red, a blend of 90% Tempranillo and 10% Cabernet Sauvignon. Stainless steel fermentation is followed by aging in both American and French oak. The wine is deep garnet with forward aromas of black fruits and subtle oak. On the palate, the wine is juicy and fresh with some spicy notes and good length. I served it with a braised beef dish, and it was perfect. Now, get this. This is sort of the opening salvo for the red wines from this producer. So this is the entry-level wine. They've got a number of more prestige bottlings. This comes in at a stunning $13.99 price point, which makes this, this is my wine of the week. This is a great producer from a great region. We'll put this on the website. Enjoy.
Hugh, thank you so much. Real eye-opening stuff here. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Lisa Morgan for 88.1 WYPR.